Monday was the first day that the largest group yet became eligible to get the COVID-19 vaccine. The shot is free, and it's now open to every Wisconsin resident above the age of 16. Roughly a third of Wisconsin residents have received at least one dose of the vaccine. Many more will be looking for a chance to get a shot in the coming days and weeks. People can be vaccinated at the doctor's office, pharmacies, some places of employment, and community-based vaccination sites. WUWM's Angelina Mosier-Salazar visited South Division High School Monday and the Wisconsin Center in Milwaukee and spoke to people getting their shot.
17-year-old Ricardo Perez is a student at South Division High School, and on this rainy Monday morning, he's at school, not for class, but to get his first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine.
Mis profesores me comentaron que en estos días nos iban a estar dando vacunas aquí en esta misma, en la South Division.
Perez recently moved to Milwaukee from Jalisco, Mexico, and says his teachers told him he could get the vaccine, so he showed up with his mom and sister and got in line. South Division and North Division high schools are both walk-in vaccination sites. No appointment is needed. And Nick Tomorrow, a preparedness coordinator with the City of Milwaukee Health Department, hopes that it makes it that much more convenient for newly eligible residents to get their vaccine.
We really want the public to understand that we're here, it's walk-in, free, and we're going to service everybody as efficiently as possible. So please come out to North and South Division high schools.
However, hours are limited at both South Division and North Division high schools to 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday and no weekend hours. Tomorrow recognizes the inconvenience that poses, especially to the working class neighborhoods that the Milwaukee Health Department hopes to serve.
Milwaukee Public Schools has just been an outstanding partner for allowing us to use these facilities. However, they do have recreation at night, so that's a little bit of a constraint on our working into the evening hours.
Increased eligibility means that many are receiving their first dose of vaccine, while others are relieved to be getting their final shot. A few miles north at the Wisconsin Center, I spoke with Helen Dixon, who was also known by her neighbors as the barbecue lady.
Just received my second vaccine as a sweet, nice, kind senior in the city of Milwaukee.
She says she's feeling just fine.
I'm cool. I'm cool as the other side of my pillow. I'm cool.
For those who have anxiety about the vaccine, Dixon has this message.
You go out the door 9 times, you might get hit by a car or shot by somebody. Something happens. You get a toothache, it turns into something worse than a toothache. Something happens. You know, you say your prayers and make a move and go on and get it done.
The Wisconsin Center does have weekend and evening hours. Registration is needed prior to getting your shot. No COVID-19 vaccine has been authorized for the 20% of Wisconsin residents who are under 16 years old. The Pfizer vaccine is authorized for 16 and 17-year-olds, while Moderna's product is only available for those 18 and up. Angelina Mosier-Salazar, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.